I can't believe you have a photograph of a shark as your screensaver, Don. Do you think you're fierce, or is that just the impression you're trying to give?
Neither, Yael. I'm a shark supporter.
What do sharks need supporters for? They're sharp-teethed monster predators.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Poor sharks have a bad rap. And as long as humans see sharks as monsters, what do they care if sharks become endangered? It's a big problem.
Sharks are dying out?
Many shark species in the northwestern Atlantic have declined by more than half in just the last 8 to 15 years. In particular, the great white shark has diminished by about 80% along the coasts of the United States and Canada. Declining shark numbers isn't just a problem for sharks. It's a problem for the ocean's environmental balance. You take away the shark, the top of the undersea food chain, and the effects are going to be disastrous for the rest of the ocean's food chain.
What's causing the decline?
One problem may be long lining fishing. This fishing technique involves using thousands of hooks to catch tuna and swordfish. Sharks get caught by accident. It's estimated that 12 million sharks die each year as a result of fishing methods like this one.
That sure sounds like a lot.
I'd say so. That's why Shark Project exists, an international organization of scientists, divers, and shark lovers whose aims are to research and protect sharks. An important step to saving sharks is the dismantling of their negative image as bloodthirsty predators.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Melissa Sandrine at the University of West Georgia. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.